All right, Kikau. How many sisters does Ariel have?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Eight. Nine.
No.
Ten.
Seven.
Oh. All right. This is funny because this is mine. Which Disney princess said...
Oh.
Our fate lives within us. You only have to be brave enough to see it.
Merida. I am Merida.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wait, I have to go back. I was wrong.
Was I right?
There are seven sisters, and Ariel is one of them. So there's only... She only has six sisters. Okay.
She only... It's, I don't know the list of them, that list that's sung, because that's fun.
Yeah.
Arista.
All right, Kikau. What were Aladdin's three wishes?
Aladdin's three wishes were... Number one, to become a prince.
Or, correct. Yes. Okay.
Number two, to become a sultan. No, that's the third one.
That's Jafar's.
That's Jafar's. Well, the third one for sure is to set him free.
Right. The second one is to be rescued from drowning.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So to become a prince, rescued from drowning, and then he sets Genie free with his last wish.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Okay.
You're free, Genie.
What Disney princess said, I can't help but feel like they are meant for me?
Rapunzel of the lights.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay. Hey, guys. My name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say. Okay. Hi, guys. This is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together, we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
All right, Jacob. So today let's talk about just a little bit of an addendum to last week's episode, which was about Derek's birthday, that we, in fact, have celebrated significant birthdays in Disney parks.
Correct. And we didn't even talk about them.
We
so
didn't.
Let's just give a minute to that.
The first one, when I turned 30, actually, I invited really all of my friends, as many as could, to come to Disneyland. This is when I was living in New York. And some people flew out, some people drove down, and it was my 30th. And one of the rules of the day was that everyone had to do something they've never done before. As being a California kid, we've all been to Disneyland a bunch of times. So it was really fun to sort of make that rule, like at least at one point during this day, you have to do something you've never done. So as a group, we did the canoes, and we saw Turtle Talk, and we went to restaurants we've never been to. And so it was a really fun thing to drive the day forward, like, hey, what do you want to do?
Right.
Let's do this. Let's see this show. Let's do this thing.
So it was only one person in the group. It had to be the first time.
Yeah, every person in the group, and it was
Didn't
basically...
Didn't you take pictures of every time?
Every person,
you were like, first time.
Uh-huh, we held a number one up at the thing. But it was just sort of a fun day for people who've gone a bunch to sort of make a fun rule for the day. Here's a list of things that we've never done ever, and that one person has never done, but it's also possible that other people haven't done it. So,
right.
But we're experiencing... say Space Mountain for the first time with one person and like, oh my gosh, this is your first time. So we had all of our first times of something on that day.
That's awesome. Do you remember what your first time was?
For me, actually, it was the canoes. I hadn't before then done the canoes. And
have you done them since?
I have done them since.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, several times I've done them since.
Right.
But usually... with people who haven't done them. Usually it's the group of people, or I'm with my sister and her kids, who are like, let's go on this. Like, that's a thing. But there's also times where you go with people who've never been, and they're like, oh, let's do that. Like, okay. You realize it takes work, don't you? Like, you actually, they're not motorized, you actually have to paddle.
Those canoes, they're not on a track.
Yeah. It is free. Free paddling. But that it was fun. It was a fun thing to do for my 30th. I'm probably going to be doing something similar for my 40th. Who knows? Can you believe I'm 40, ladies?
No, you're not 40.
But I mean, it's coming up.
And like 4 years.
Five.
Really? Okay. So I also celebrated a significant birthday at Walt Disney World. There were 6 of us, I believe, that went for a week. We stayed at
Port Orleans,
that's right. That's where we stayed. And it was awesome. And we spent the whole week there and parked hop around, trying to think of something that we did that was really fun. We each had t-shirts. That was really fun, the t-shirts. And it sounds like, you know, it's just the regular old family vacation t-shirt. But we had, the back of it said, "Someday my prince will come." And the front of it was different princes. So we all had, I had an Aladdin t-shirt.
I was Naveen, or had the Naveen t-shirt.
Right, and we had a Prince Charming, and a Prince Philip, and a Flynn Rider.
Uh-huh.
And who am I missing? Oh, gosh.
That might have been it.
No, there's Charming. One.
Hi, Trevor.
Trevor was Prince Charming.
Hi, Scott.
Scott was Flynn Rider.
Hi, Tim.
Tim was... Oh, gosh.
Was he Philip?
Prince Philip?
I think so.
And then who was John?
Hi, John. Was he Adam or, like, the Beast?
Maybe he was Adam, which is the Prince of the Beast.
Yeah. Or, like, the Prince.
Anyway, we've gone off topic here. So, we had t-shirts that were really fun. And it was really fun to see people, like, recognize what we were. And it was kind of fun. And then you actually had a magical moment in the parade wearing your Prince Naveen t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. So we were standing kind of in between the Splash Mountain and Pecos Bill's, you know, standing on the top of one of these things. And the parade was coming down at that point. It was Celebrate a Dream Come True parade.
Celebrate a Dream Come True. Hi, David Grunrod.
And basically, the Naveen, who, if you are familiar with that awesome parade, is at the very end with Tiana, and they're sort of up above, and we were up above standing on something.
They're on the castle float.
Castle float.
That they've used for 75 years.
And
so everyone knows that float. You know which one I'm talking about.
I held my shirt out and pointed to it. It was like, "Naveen, I'm wearing a shirt that says your name on it." And he, like, grabbed Tiana by the scruff of her neck and said, "Girl, look at this kid down here thinking he's me. Thinking he's me."
So that's fun.
Magical.
Because, like, who comes to the park dressed as Naveen or have a Naveen t-shirt on? But we did.
We also talked about this in a previous podcast, but about the Halloween party, Not So Scary, we did during your birthday time as well.
Oh, right. We did that, yes.
But something we have not talked about is the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival.
Which, oh, my gosh.
Is, like, major.
Do we talk about it in this episode? What we're doing?
I think we do.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's happening now. It started September 25th and goes through November 16th. So you still have time to get out there and see it.
And it is hands down the best thing I've ever done in Epcot. And I've worked there. So I'm just saying there's no really reason to go to Epcot in my mind without the Food and Wine Festival. Which now I believe they have like the Flower Festival.
That's a different
well.
Time.
I know, but it's sort of the same thing. Like, they have food booths there.
Oh,
not
I
as
see.
Many. So, I think they're, like, extending this Food and Wine. So, there's hardly a time that you go that there's not some kind of food cart out. But anyway, it was awesome. We totally did that. Food and Wine. Let's talk about it. A couple of tricks, I guess, tips of the thing is, like, my number one tip is, do not make reservations for anything, anywhere to eat that day.
Do not.
Because you just graze all day.
Yeah.
And they have these cards that I suggest of getting you, it's like a debit card, right? That you pay for and then you just use it. They swipe it. all the little booths that you go to, and it deducts the money. I highly suggest doing that.
So that you don't overspend?
Or it just makes it, it's just easier and more convenient, and it's like, okay, I'm going to give myself $25, which you're not going to get far, but $50 on this food and wine. That's what I'm going to spend today. It's just really fun. And it's fun to, and we have, we had the little passports. Mm-hmm. So you get a little passport and every booth that there is, there's like a stamp.
So whether you've purchased something there or not, you could still get the stamp.
You can still get
You're
the
stamp.
You're
visiting all of these different places.
Now, we, because being of overachievers and A-plus students, wanted something from every booth and the stamp. So we got something from every booth and the stamp. And then at the end, when you get all the stamps, you can redeem that for like a stamp of completion.
Mm-hmm.
But we did.
And also, you took that and turned it into a piece of art that is currently sitting above our sink. But explain what that is.
So I Instagrammed all the stamps. I put them in a pick stitch and was able to take that and make a pick to canvas. So there's a canvas of all the stamps on in our kitchen, which is really cool, which we'll take a picture of and put it on our Facebook.
Yes.
So you can see that.
So basically, like, just a little bit of a conversation about what it actually is. I mean, because we say Food and Wine Festival, but what does that mean? Basically, as you know, Epcot is split up into those different countries. So what they do during this time is have additional booths, like, throughout that you can eat at. That's basically it. And you get little tasting samples of different things. In Canada, you can get these, like, steak things. In
Mexico, there was, like, carne asada that you could get.
I'm thinking especially
was like a shrimp.
Australia was really good.
Yes.
The little, like, steak bites. But and then you basically are charged, like, a tasting fee for those things. It's not like it's $100. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, for this particular item, it's $3.99, or you can, you know, and basically what we did was, I've now said basically 10 times, we saved our snack points for the week.
Oh, yes.
So
tell them about this.
We had,
because we did the meal plan.
Meal plan.
Which is awesome. I totally love the meal plan. I know there's people, like, don't believe in it or whatever. It works for us. I love the convenience of, I'm just going to click that little, the wrist thing, what's it called?
And be done.
Yeah. And be done.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's good.
You got to do a little work.
We always say this, the phrase is, you know, you don't want the mouse to win. You do want them to win. The mouse is it, but it's sort of like the house of, you know, gamblers. It's like, the mouse will win. So you have to kind of plan it out and, you know, make sure that your snacks and your meals are pricey so that it actually, like, adds up.
Right. So you don't want to, you don't want to waste a snack point on, like, an apple.
Mm-hmm.
You can totally get an apple if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But what you really want to do is get that $8 snack.
Sure.
$6 snack using that snack point.
Yeah. I would say, like, $6 to $9. And you can get some pricey ones. And there are blogs and things totally dedicated to this and beating the system. So,
yes,
you know, just seek those out if you're planning a trip. But yeah, it's just an opportunity during this little time to just really focus on food and cuisine from all different places, all different countries. And so it's really fun to just taste those things and to actually, like, have a meal. You can walk around with, like, little trays. I believe they had little little tray, so you, and that's sort of it. There's not really seating, so sometimes you have to, like, balance your food on a trash can or on a side of a rail or sit on the floor and eat it. But, you know, they have it all.
Some
kind
people
of
bring
out
your own tray,
and sometimes people bring
and there's
their own,
like,
tray.
Professional people that have done this, like, 10 times or whatever. They come every year, and there's, like, a little tray they hang around their neck. Did you see people with that?
I did.
And then
I
it
did.
Like, flips open, and it just, like it's full out.
It's
these
smart.
People are full
it's smart
out.
Because there's literally nowhere to sit. There's nowhere to go or to sit.
But it's really the best thing. It's awesome. And if you're really interested and really, like, if you're going for that, I really suggest going over to the Disney Food Blog. And AJ Wolf over there has so much information. She's, like, the queen of the Food and
Festival.
Wine Festival. So any and all information, get over there. They're awesome. They have a great podcast too. Anyway, I just love AJ Wolf, so I'm giving her a shout out.
Please do.
It's really
awesome.
Great. Disney Food Blog.
So we also did a fun thing that was compliments of you, where we did a food. You learn how to make that mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And
we
you
went
get
to
free
a
wine and
We went to where they it's like a cooking show, but you're part of it, right?
Yeah.
And then it's a demonstration.
Demonstration, yeah.
Which we did, and you have to pay extra for those things, and it was totally worth it. And then so they demonstrate how to cook it, and then they serve it, and then you get the recipe, which was really fun. It was great. It was awesome. Awesome things. Other little magical things that we did is this sounds weird, but we brought our own glow sticks for,
glow sticks,
illuminations. We saw illuminations and we had our own glow sticks for that. Or you could do it for paint the night or any of the nighttime activities, Fantasmic, anything. And we brought extras and sort of passed them out to the people that are around us. It's just all about spreading that little extra magic, especially on a celebration that you're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just, that's a really fun thing to do. We have to do that. What our top tips are. Spread the magic.
I just want to reiterate, just because it's, something that is important, is that this is the time to do this. September 25th through November 16th is when they do this. And if you plan your trip accordingly, you could figure out a way to also go to Mickey's Not So Scary or...
Yeah, totally.
The one little thing is that it does rain during this time a little bit, so you have to be a little careful and cautious about when you're going exactly and sort of keep an eye on... the weather a little bit, and it's not saying that that was guaranteed, it's just that this is the time where there's not that many people in the parks, people have just gone back to school, and or are still in school, and you just have to be careful weather-wise. But
well, remember when we went, it rained for the first 2 days.
It did.
And not rain, torrential downpour. We were in ponchos for 48 hours.
In which case, you have that thing in you that says, oh, I'm fine. I don't need a $19.99 poncho. Get the poncho. Get it.
No, get the poncho.
That is
because
real.
Everyone says to get your ponchos. Now, you can do this, which I did, is get a poncho from a dollar store. Take them. When the day's over, you just throw that poncho away and you start with the new one. But they're really just I feel it's one of those things, you get what you pay for. If it's a dollar poncho, you get a dollar poncho. If it's a $9 poncho from Disney, you get that poncho that's $9. And it's just, it's heavier. And if for any reason it rips or anything, you can take it into anywhere and they will exchange it for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I love that.
So I think it's the better value to do. I'm sure people are absolutely not. But hey, if you feel that way, please let us know, because that's interesting. I'm trying to look up the Food and Wine Festival in Disneyland, and I know that it used to happen, and I'm not sure
if they still do it.
Look at
California.
I'm looking right now.
Like
I'm trying
Disney California.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember seeing the little wine booths. I know they have a wine
event. They must, right?
But
the
whole
thing is
they don't have it like they have it at Epcot. It is
no.
That is the most pulled out. I would, if I had the money to do it, I would just do standard every single year I go during the Food and Wine Festival time. And just see what's new.
Absolutely.
That would be ideal situation. Not living in Florida, I would just plan my trip.
My trip would
be
planned around food and wine. That's how much I love it.
Yeah.
Really, there's no reason for me to go to Epcot without it. I'm not seeing it in California. I see it was canceled in 2011 and 2012, but I haven't seen anything past that. Maybe I'm just not looking it up. But,
no, I think that's right, if that's the case.
I don't know. We'll see. If anybody knows if there's a food and wine in California, let us know, because we're going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to that.
Right, for sure. They just don't have it as full.
No, it's definitely not as full out. That is
true. So, fun birthday things. Plan your trips. That is, like, first and foremost. Really think about what you're going to do and what fun activities you're going to do and what time of year you're going to go. Number two, plan your magic. Bring things that light up and
yeah, because those you can get glow sticks at the dollar store much cheaper than you're going to buy them in the park.
We also
make stickers.
We also made envelopes for our mousekeepers.
Mousekeepers
who took care of our room and rooms because we had multiple rooms. Port Orleans, and we left them little things, and that was kind of a fun thing. This is when you know who your real true friends are, because they're willing to spend this much money on a trip to go and visit you and to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. So, thank them and make the planning part of the party and part of the thing. And
yeah, think outside of the box. It was so fun. Like the planning part with everybody, we had little charts meetings, and it was emails going back and forth of oh my gosh, what if we do this at this time and all that. And I also made gift bags for everyone. It was full out, but I felt like if they were willing to spend this money to go celebrate my birthday, then everyone got a bag with lots of stuff. And you know, there's so much Disney stuff. You can go to Target and there's all that dollar stuff right at the front door. Mm. Sometimes there's a Minnie Mouse notepad, just fill it up with kind of fun things like that. And it just kind of makes the trip. It starts the magic even before you get there. You know what I mean? There was a coloring book that you can mm-hmm. color on the plane if you want to.
And we really did do a countdown. It really was we made an itinerary. We did a countdown. Everyone knew where they were supposed to go. We had the little magic bus pass. I mean, it was just sort of everything was laid out.
It was really fun.
It really felt like so much thought went into it that, on the day or at the time, it just feels so easy. It's kind of like a well-planned wedding where you're just really want to just plan it out so much that when you get there, it's okay, whatever.
Yeah, and you really have to for Disney World. You have to plan it or you're going to be lost. I think Disneyland, a little nuts. We go all the time, and so it's a little, we just go and you don't have to plan so much. When we go, we sort of plan that day. We're what day is this going to be? Are we attractions? Are we shows? Are we parades? Are we just eating?
Characters? Are we just going to sit today
in the shade? What are we going to do? So even that, we kind of have a little plan.
I would say definitely planning ahead is so important. We will be back with you next week. We're so excited. This week, Jacob and I actually are opening a show at San Diego State University.
Yes, we are doing Into the Woods. You are?
I'm playing the prince and the wolf, and then another secret character.
Ooh, a surprise character.
And you are playing?
I'm playing the baker.
So fun.
It is really the hardest show I've ever done in my life.
Stephen Sondheim.
James Lapine. Masters.
We may or may not have talked about this, but we are currently working on getting our MFAs in musical theater at San Diego State University. So that is what this is all about. But I bring this all up because Into the Woods is now this Disney property.
Right, they made the movie. Disney's Into the Woods,
right? We basically just wake up to Disney, go to sleep to Disney.
It's awesome.
Rehearse Disney.
Maybe we'll try to post. I don't know if we can sneak any video of the show. I don't know. That's really kind of frowned upon. But if we can, maybe we'll post it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
See you in the parks.